It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Multipurpose Building on the University of Central Missouri campus in Warrensburg. Along the back border, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer for this afternoon's game. Along the Bearcat Radio Network, Ryan Elliott. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team comes in with a 9-0 record. They're 3-0 in the MIAA, ranked first in the nation. Central Missouri comes in with just one loss on their schedule. They're 7-1, but have yet to play an MIAA game coming into today's contest. Mac Warrior, this is a very good Central Missouri team that Northwest will face this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. The team that was picked to finish second in the MIAA behind Northwest Missouri State. And Doug Karlskins, their head coach, has had some success and is now his fourth season as the head coach at Central Missouri. And, of course, he was once the graduate assistant for Northwest Missouri State as well. But what he's done is he's gotten some good athletes that have a variety of talent on his team, and he's utilizing that talent very well.
We've talked about this coaching tree in the past, but when you look at former Bearcat head coach Steve Tatmire, he's got quite a legacy in the MIAA. You got Doug Karlskins with Central Missouri, of course, Ben McCollum at Northwest, Tom Hankins down at Central Oklahoma, and they're all having a lot of success in the MIAA.
Yeah, and you can even go beyond the MIAA to find some more as well, and that's just shows you exactly what Coach Steve Tatmire meant to this men's basketball program over the course of two decades.
Northwest and Central going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Warrensburg with Mag Warder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest at 9-0, Central Missouri at 7-1. And for the Bearcats, coming off a win over Missouri Western Wednesday night in St. Joseph. The Mules have had a little bit of time off this past week. Was finals week on the Central campus, so they were taking care of things academically. The last game they played was back on December 5th, and that was a win over an NAIA opponent in Baker, winning that one 67-50. So, Matt, I think one of the things we'll have to see is just it will be a little bit of rust off this Mules team coming into today's game.
Well, that's always one of the potentials. The other thing to think about is they've had all of that time to prepare for just Northwest. So a lot of times you've got a shorter turnaround between games to get ready for that next opponent. They've had more time, so we'll see which one of those two play out with more weight in today's game.
It's the Bearcats and Mules. Back to hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri in Warrensburg. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a big matchup coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, they're a tough team, obviously, especially at home. They can really score the basketball. And then defensively, they'll you know, keep you in front and just kind of guard their area. So we got to be ready to go. We got to make sure that we get after them to start.
A little bit of an anomaly in the schedule for Central Missouri. This is just their first conference game, while Northwest got 3 under their belt already.
Yeah, you know, I think the semester test probably affected that. And then we had some final issues, and so that's why we played our two early with Central Oklahoma and Northeastern State. So, yeah, I mean, I will see. You know, they had 2 weeks off, essentially. They played one game in between, and so we'll see. We'll see if they're rusty, and we'll see if we come out and compete.
And for Northwest, kind of battle-tested after three good games and three good wins in the MIAA.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always do that. We schedule difficult outside of conference, and then obviously conference is very difficult, so we'll be ready.
When you look at Central Missouri, what are some of the things that really stand out to you?
You know, they shoot the ball. They play four guards at a time. You know, there's just a tough matchup for teams, and so for us, we just need to increase our possessions with O-boards and D-boards to get after them.
Do you feel like there's some opportunities, the second chance points against the Central team?
Yeah, you know, they're small, so we're going to get after O-boards and then make sure that we limit their defensive rebounds.
All right, well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran home buyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back in Wardsburg at the Multipurpose Building on the Central Missouri campus, Northwest and Central Missouri, and the men's portion of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. As we look at the lineups, first of all, for Northwest lineup, they've been going with throughout this season. Justin Pitts at the guard spot, a 5'10 senior of Blue Springs, Missouri, and Blue Springs South, averaging over 23 points and 2 rebounds a game, also 5.2 assists per contest. And again, he's the point guard for Northwest. Also to guard Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Out of forward, Chris Ebuendel, a 6'7 senior from Stavanger, Norway, averaging just under 15 points and just over 6 rebounds a game. He's tied for 4th in the nation and 3-point shooting percentage at 61.1% on his threes. The other forward is Joey Wittes, a 6'7 junior out of Chinhausen, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State Mankato, averaging just under 11 points and 2 boards a game. And inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska. He's averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per contest. For Central Missouri, a lineup that Coach McCollum talked about a bit earlier, where it's a four-guard lineup. They will be starting at one of the guard spots, D.J. Richardson, a 6'4 senior from Michigan and a transfer from Central Michigan, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a contest. He's a good offensive rebounder out of that guard position. Also to guard, Blake Spellman. Spellman, a 6-foot sophomore from Lee Summit, Missouri, and a transfer from Northern Kentucky. He's averaging just under 9 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Another guard, Clarence Smith, a 6'3 junior from Valdosta, Georgia, and a transfer from South Georgia Tech, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a contest. Spencer Reeves, a guard to watch for in today's game, a 6'3 senior from Newark, Arkansas, averaging just under 18 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's an all-MIAA performer from a year ago, and he is a very good 3-point shooter to go along with getting a lot of points in transition as well. Jacob Lawrence starting at a center spot, a 6'8 junior from Bethel, Illinois. He's averaging just over 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. Despite being a 6'8 player, very good on 3-point shooting as well, and a good offensive rebounder. So that's the way the lineups look for both of these teams. Central Missouri at 7-1 and Northwest at 9-0. Back to get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. and from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Welcome back to the multipurpose building on the UCM campus in Warrensburg, Northwest and Central Missouri. Game 2 of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Central Missouri Jennies with a win over Northwest 77-40. Here in the men's game, Northwest comes in 9-0, 3-0 in the MIAA, and Central Missouri comes in with a 7-1 record. And this is their first MIAA game of the season. Mark McWhorter, I'm John Coffey. Brian Elliott is our studio engineer, and we've got a pretty decent crowd coming in for this men's game here this afternoon. They were a little bit concerned before the start of everything today that they wouldn't have much of a crowd due to the fact that finals week wrapped up. They had graduation here yesterday and no students on campus, but pretty good contingent of residents from the Warrensburg area and a good crowd in green making their trip to Warrensburg today.
Yeah, it is definitely a community-driven crowd, but as you said, it is a very good crowd here today. So it's been neat to see. It should be a good atmosphere. I mean, I guess it's the kind of crowd you would expect with the potential top two teams in the MIAA going at each other, no matter what time of year it is.
All right, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. As I mentioned just a little bit earlier, the Northwest women lost to Central Missouri 77-40. And that was a case much like Wednesday where Northwest just fell behind early and couldn't dig their way out of that hole.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it was in kind of two different ways because on Wednesday they fell behind with Missouri Western hitting a bunch of three-pointers, which is not normal what they do, so it was a bit of a surprise. But tonight it was Central Missouri doing what they do. They just moved the ball real well, moved it real quick. Got on top early. Northwest just could not get a score, could not get any offensive rebounds either to get second chance points. And once Central was able to open up the score, they just held on for the rest of the way.
For the Northwest women, they'll be off in the next week. It's finals week on the Northwest campus. They've got a non-conference game scheduled next Saturday and a 5:30 tip-off with Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois. Right now, time for our national anthem performed by the Central Missouri Pep Band. And again, that's the national anthem here at the UCM Multipurpose Building in Warrensburg on the Central Missouri campus, the Bearcats and Mules. About ready to go for this men's matchup. And, Matt Gorder, before we talk about this matchup between the Mules and Bearcats on the men's side, we want to say hello to Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis coach Mark Rosewell. I had surgery this past week, doing well, out of intensive care this afternoon, I'm told. Should be out of the hospital, North Kansas City Hospital, tomorrow, but I know he's listening in this afternoon, and wish Rosie a very quick recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's ready to get that smiling face and that energy from Rosie back around. I know we all love to see him, and hopefully he gets healthier quickly, and we can all see that as quick as possible. So keep on listening, Rosie. We'll try to get a win.
And really, from like Mark in this case, he's a Central grad. There's a lot of people asking about Mark down here this afternoon as well here. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And keep him updated on that everything's going well, and hopefully it'll continue that way.
Matt, where do you see some of the keys to this matchup?
I think Northwest energy is where it's at. I mean, we know that the ability and the talent level is there for Northwest, but when we talk about teams always coming out with a very high energy level against Northwest because they want to beat that number one ranked team, that defending national champion, when a team like Central Missouri comes out with that extra energy, if Northwest can't match it, it could potentially get them into an early hole that is hard to get out of. Now, some other teams, you can get into an early hole and be able to get out of that as the game goes along just because the talent level for Northwest is so much higher. But there's a smaller ratio with the talent between these two teams. It's a lot closer than most of the teams Northwest has played so far. So Northwest energy has to be there right from the tip today.
One thing, when you look at the Mules statistically coming into this matchup, they're normally a pretty good offensive team. This year, they struggled a bit offensively, only scoring about 72 points a game. But where they're strong this year is they're very good on the defensive side, limiting opponents to just 60.5 points per game. That's second in the conference behind the Bearcats.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The one thing that Northwest has this year is better offense, you know, and they've played against some tough defenses, some full court pressure. If you think back to Metro State, they've played against some zone. They've played against some man-to-man. So it's one of those things where they've seen a lot, and that's why they schedule tough so they can be ready for MIAA play and hopefully be ready for the type of defense they'll see from Central today.
Bearcats, the defending NCAA Division II national champions, going back to last season and into this year, they've won 20 straight games. And they've won five straight against Central Missouri coming into today's contest here in Warrensburg. Bearcats coming out at midcourt in their traveling green uniforms with the white numerals and the green Northwest across their chest, trimmed in white. And, of course, Central Missouri getting some final words from their head coach, Doug Karlskamp. They're in their white home uniforms with the red numerals trimmed in black. And we're ready to go as Jacob Lowrance will come out and jump center for Central Missouri and jump it up against Brett Doherty of Northwest. Lowrance at 6'8", Doherty at 6'7". Outside of Lawrence, this is a very small Central Missouri starting lineup, a four-guard lineup with Lawrence inside as their post player.
And Lawrence looks to be in better shape than he was last year.
All right, we are ready to go. And the tip is up, and it's controlled by Central Missouri. They'll go from our right to our left in this first half. Into the front court, off of the right side. Spellman out to the top to Key Richardson. Looks toward the left wing and gets it to Reeves. He is a scorer for this Mules team. Out front for Spellman. Guarded by Pitts. Dribbles right side, right in front of the Bearcat bench. Now backs out in front of the scorer's table. Central Missouri spreading out their offense. Lawrence out top of the key. Looks on the left side. Seven on the shot clock. Finds Richardson. Back to Lawrence at the top of the key. Down to three on the shot clock. Dribbles down the lane. Left side to the bucket. Up for the shot off the glass. And good. Just before the shot clock's down. Jacob Lawrence with a drive left side of the lane. Makes it a 2-0 lead for the Mules over the Bearcats. Off the right wing, Kurth for Northwest. To the top of key, Pitts. Back to Kurth right side. To Pitts. Pitts goes cross court left side. Gets it to Wittes. Now on the left wing, four and down. Dribbles out front. Cross court right side for Kurth. Dribbles once. Finds Pitts cutting the bucket right side. Through the line. Kicks it back left side for Endow. Eight on the shot clock. Takes the three. It rims around. Out. Doherty trying to crash the board. Comes up with the rebound. Tosses it back out front. And chased down by Pitts near midcourt. Press 30 on the shot clock. Pitts dribbles left side to the left wing. Now steps back in front of the Mule bench. Guarded defensively by Spellman. Now front Doherty back to Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Takes to the long three. Rims around and out. Another rebound inside Richardson for the Mules. 2-0 game. Central in front of Northwest. Smith to the left baseline. Driving on Wittes underneath the bucket. Goes in the right side. And in the far right corner for Reeves. Out front right side Spellman. Pulls up to the right of the wing. Then double team out front. Lorenz takes a three off the front of the rim. No, and the rebound and down for Northwest. Despite being 6'8", Lorenz a pretty good three-point shooter as well as an inside player. Missed that three. On the right side, Wittes for Northwest. Out front left for Doherty. Doherty at the top of the key. Lobs it to Pitts. Northwest trying to spread out the offense. Back to Doherty at the free throw line. Left side for Endow. Bobbles it. Controls it. Now we'll dribble out. Front cross for right side. Wittes to the right wing. Pitts. Pitts with the dribble left. Four on the shot clock. Crossover dribble through the lane to the bucket. Drives. Hit. And the layup is good as he's bumped going up for the shot. He'll get to the free throw line and a chance at a three-point chip down the floor for the Bearcats. Goes on Clarence Smith. That'll be his first, team's first. And Pitts to the free throw line.
Great move by Pitts to start that drive. He faked right, and it gave him a wide open look once he started the drive. The gap closed, and that's where the foul came in, but it allowed him to be able to hit the shot and get the foul.
Pitts an 89% shooter at the free throw line this season. Hits the free throw, and it's a 3-2 Bearcat lead. 17:49 left in the first half. Off the left side, Smith. Picked up by Wittes and underneath the bucket. Wilson a foul. Kurt trying to guard Spencer Reeves as he cut underneath the basket. And I believe Xavier will pick up the foul.
And that was a little bit of the trouble with the energy for Northwest against Missouri Western as Kurt got in a bit of foul trouble and wasn't on the floor as much as they normally would have him. And he provides a ton of energy for this team.
Spellman out front to Richardson. Drives into the lane. Pivots left side. Fadeaway off the glass. No, and nothing but Bearcats inside for the rebound. That's an area Northwest feels they have advantage in this game is on the defensive boards. Pitts down the lane right side to the right baseline. Looks to pass out front Doherty. Holds it and goes right side for Firth. Now to Pitts. Dribbling right side. Being guarded by Spellman. Right side Wittes takes the three off the front of the rim. Rebound. Lawrence comes away with the rebound. Fighting off Doherty that time for the board. Alex Spellman to the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Pitts gives him a bit of room. They lob it low post left for Lawrence. Underneath the bucket. Brings it back out and ball's tipped away. And it's controlled by Pitts for Northwest. A 3-2 Bearcat lead. 16:59 left in the first half. Pitts in front court. Looks right side end out. The quick pass to Kurth off the right wing. Out front left for Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Pulls up free throw line. Takes the jumper. Got it. Nothing but net. Justin Pitts 5 and Central Missouri 2 with 16:40 left in the first half. Spellman looks over at his head coach and Doug Karlskin as he'll take it across midcourt. He'll set up the offense. Two players stacked at the high post off right side. They break out of it with Reeves right side to the top of the key. Richardson looks left wing. Spellman find Lawrence cutting low post left side. Trying to post up with Doherty. Pitts comes over to help out. Up for the shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped up in the air a couple times by Endow. It's controlled by Kurth for Northwest. 5-2. Bearcat lead 16-10 left in the first half. Pitts walks it across midcourt. Dribbles between the jump ball circle. Now left side. To the left of the lane. Steps back. Finds Doherty at the top of the key. Right side Wittes. With the left-hand dribble. Goes cross court left. Now for Endow. Now to Pitts. Nears the scores table off the left side. Shot clock's down to 8. Now they find Endow trying to post up. Into lane he goes with 2 on the shot clock. A little right-handed shot put. Misses too hard. And the rebound to Central Missouri. Into the front court goes Blake Spellman. Pulls up. Takes the 3 on the right side. Barely grazes the rim. Wittes with the rebound. Again, 4 Bearcats inside for the chance at that rebound. 3-point Bearcat lead. Pitts to walk it across midcourt. Dribbles right side. Through traffic to the free throw line. Now steps back, finds Doherty, now back to Pitts between the circles. Looks left side for Kurth. Trying to look low for Doherty, now Kurth with the right-handed dribble to the elbow right side. Finds Pitts cutting through the lane, kicks it back right side. A 3 on the way by Endell from the right wing, misses too hard. Lawrence with the rebound for the Mules. 5-2, Northwest up, down the floor. Spellman pulls up, takes the 3, left side, won't go, and Kurth with the rebound for Northwest. So far, it's like the Mules just kind of give up once a shot goes up and then don't fight for an offensive board. On the left side, Pitts in front of the Mule bench. Out to the top of Key and down. Dribbles with the right hand to the right wing. Out front, Doherty. Lawrence gives him all kinds of room. Left side, Kurth. Out front, left side for Pitts. High post left for Doherty. Dribbles to the free throw line. Spins down the lane left side. Coming over on the help side was Clarence Smith. Slaps the ball out of bounds. Hopefully the Bearcats, after a timeout with 14:36 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 5 and Central Missouri 2. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
As the Bearcats inbound following the timeout, we've got 5 seconds on the shot clock to work with. Inbound into Ellis, side now to Pitts with one, launches a long three right in front of the Central Missouri bench and knocks it down. Northwest in front, 8-2, just under 15 minutes left in the first half. Out front is Daniel Ferris, looks high post right side, and finds Brandon Embert as the Mules go to their bench after that timeout. Spencer Reeves has it between the legs with the dribble, out between the circles, cross court Les Smith. Out front, as Hawkins steps out to check him up. Left side three put up by DJ Richardson misses and fits with the rebound for Northwest. Fits well. Slow down as he goes to midcourt. Finds Wittes now to Ryan Welty. And Welty and Hawkins checked in during that last break. Right side Pitts. Cross court left for Hawkins. Holds on to it. Looks and finds Welty near the left sideline in front of the Mule bench. Out front for Pitts. Shot clock down to 10 seconds. Pitts now guarded by Smith. Launches another three out between the circles. And that one's good.
It's NBA three right there.
Yeah. 11-2. Northwest Missouri State in front. And on right side, pass goes to Reeves. Down the lane, Richardson to the left wing. Ferris, the freshman out of St. Louis. Dribbles to the top of the key. Pulls up. Out front right side, finds Reeves. Now low post right side, they get into Embert, Brandon Embert. In the blocks off the right side, put it up and in. Bearcats with 11 points, and guess who has all 11 of those tonight? It's actually this afternoon. It's Justin Pitts as he takes it across midcourt, finds Welty. Out front right side, Wittes. He's guarded by Richardson. Dribbles to the free throw line, down the lane right side, drives, puts it up off the glass too hard, fights for his own rebound, falls to the floor in the far left corner, and has got a held ball coming up as Wittes just kept that ball alive and hustled after it, going into the left corner as he was tied up with Daniel Ferris. Possession error will give the ball to Northwest. Wittes will go to the sideline, Doherty back into the ballgame for Northwest. Also, Matt Wilkinson checks in for Central Missouri. And now looks to inbound, baseline left. An 11-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Gets inbound to Pitts left wing. Being chased by Ferris. Lobs it to Endell. Trying to post up with Reeves. Takes it in the lane. Ditches low for Doherty. Couldn't hold on to it. And the ball is picked up by Ferris for the Mules. He'll take it across midcourt right to left. Hands off left side for Reeves. Dribbles out between the circles, chased by Endow. And a man defense out of Northwest. Backpedals near midcourt. Shot clock at 16. Reeves again dribbling out front, chased by Endow. Down the lane right side at the free throw line. Forces the shot, takes a bounce off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped though, controlled by Ferris. Out top for Reeves once again. 11-4, Northwest in front, just over 12 minutes left in the first half. Reeves dribbles left. Started by Doherty, crossover dribble through the lane, and coming over the help side and down to reach in, and Chris will pick up the foul. at the check here. We're going to give this on Doherty instead with a push from behind. It looked like Endow came over and reached in as well, but Doherty picks up the foul. That's his first. He goes to the sideline. Ferris back into the ballgame for the Cats. Ferris looks to inbound into the left corner. Reeves doubles out top of the key. Chased by Doherty. Pulls up, takes the three over Doherty up the front of the rim, and Hawkins clears the rebound away. His right hand was being held inside by Wilkerson. He used his left hand to pull down that board. Between the circles, Hawkins. Picked up by Richardson. Tries to go with a crossover dribble. Knocked loose by Richardson. Picked up right side Wilkerson. Back to Richardson. Down the lane left. Tries. Misses the layup. Rebounds out by Dora as he hustles after the ball. That may get called for the foul here. That will be Brett's second foul. Very quickly picking up his second. Trying to go for that rebound.
And seeing what... That being his second, they get Joey Lawrence or Lawrence right back into the game as Joey Wittes comes in for Doherty. And Wittes will be a little bit better than Doherty out on the perimeter where Lawrence can shoot, but Lawrence has the size advantage as a five inside.
Long inbound right side, chased down by Reeves at the elbow off the right as Kurth all over him. Low right for Lawrence. The left-handed dribble, time to post up on Wittes. Now finds in the left corner Richardson, launches the three, rattles around and out, and Kurth clears the rebound for the Cats. An 11-4 game, Northwest Missouri State up with 11-16 left in the first half. It's been a defensive game up to this point. Fitz left side, out between the circles, Kurth. Now to Wittes, he pops out left wing, hands off to Fitz, back to Wittes. Fitz out front left. Shot clock's at 12 seconds. Now backfilling is Fitz trying to work a screen. Now will drive, goes to Welty, left corner, takes the long three, and it rattles down. Ryan Welty with his first bucket of the game, a three from the left corner, and it's a 14-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. First points of the game, someone other than Justin Fitz for Northwest. Ferris off the left side to the top of key, Lawrence. Started by Wittes out front, left for Ferris. Between the circles, now to the free throw line, goes left side, Richardson. Welty picks him up. Lawrence comes out to set up a screen, and Richardson drives baseline left, bumped by Hawkins, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Ryan Hawkins will pick up his first. 14-4, Northwest Missouri State in front, 10:29 left in the first half. Now Wilkerson goes to the sideline along with Daniel Ferris. Clarence Smith back in the game. Inbound, underneath the bucket for Richardson with the dribble, up with a shot in the box and hits it. Richardson with his first bucket. 14-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitch to the, take it across the 10-second line from our left to our right, where he's met by Blake Spellman, who also checked in during that last offensive play. Pitch with a pass right wing, Kurth, out front right, Pitts. Now Hawkins steps out to set up a screen for Pitts. He drives left, looks in the left corner for Welty, or rather for Welty, and the pass is stripped away by Spellman for Central Missouri. No dribble into the front court, now front right for Richardson, now to Spellman left wing. To Smith, drives the left baseline. Out front left side is Lawrence now in the left corner, takes a long three, high bounce off the rim, and the rebound Northwest. 14-6, Northwest Missouri State in front, 9:39 left in the first half. Pitts walks it across midcourt right side. Top of key, finds right, Hawkins into the right corner, Kurth back to Hawkins, squares up, wants the long three out front, and hits it. Ryan Hawkins with his first bucket, his 15th three of the season, and Northwest in front, 17-6. Spellman, top of the key, hands off to Richardson, dribbles right wing, tries on Pitts, spins down the lane right side, up with the shot, won't go, there's a whistle inside, and like this one will come up against Central Missouri in a charge. No, they're going to call this on Wittes instead. We've got a break in the action here as Wittes will pick up the block foul off the Bearcats. 17-6, Northwest Missouri State in front, 9-12 left in the first half. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in Warrensburg at the Multipurpose Building on the Central Missouri campus. Heels at the free throw line following the timeout, and D.J. Richardson fouled before the break. Hits the first free throw. We'll have another. Richardson, a good free throw shooter, 83% this season. Coming into the game, 19 of 23. Knocks down both here. And that's a 17-8 Northwest lead over Central Missouri. Just over 9 minutes left. Some pressure off the inbound by the Mules. Cats will break it. Kurth goes into the front court for Endow. Endow dribbles out between the circles. Now looks left side for Hawkins. Off the post left. Back to Endow. Now to Hawkins as he's out between the circles. Right side Wittes, who hands off to Pitts. Shot clock down to 10 seconds. West looking at man-to-man defense. Pass right side goes to Hawkins on the wing. Open to the three. Nothing but net. Hawkins off the bench and knocks down a couple of threes. And Northwest in front, 20-8. Spillman into the front court left side. Guarded by Pitts. Cross court right side for Reeves. Steps back. Wants a jumper from 13. Won't go. Rebound. The putback by Lawrence is good. So Lawrence gets the rebound and the bucket. And it's a 20-10 game. Northwest in front. Can pressure off the inbound full court by Central Missouri. Wittes in front of the Northwest bench. With the dribble in front of the scorer's table. Pulls up and finds left sideline Kurt. Right in front of the Mule bench. Out front for Endow. Mules after that last time out. Really stepping up the intensity level on defense. Long three by Hawkins. Rims around and out. Another rebound inside. Pulled away by Reeves for the Mules. And the Mules on the fast break. Right side to the wing Smith. Close it up as the Cats get back on defense. Between the circles, right, Spellman. Dribble to the right wing. Fires the dribble. Long bounce pass to the baseline underneath the bucket. Shot up and good as Richardson takes the bounce pass. Went up with a shot. Hit it. He'll get to the free throw line. Fouled on the play.
That doesn't happen too often when Xavier Kurth loses his man underneath like that. And even when he's being screened, he usually figures out a way to get in the right position that time. Just got out of position, and he's going to head to the sideline.
Picks up his second foul. Richardson trying to make it a three-point trip down the floor. Does as he connects with the free throw. 20-13, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Endow right in front of the timeline. Tosses it into the front court for Hawkins. Back to Endow. Cross court left side Pitts. As now the Bearcats set up their offense. Hawkins steps out. As Pitts drives the lane left, baseline for Endow, turns on the left side, and then just shot puts it up and in from about 3 feet down. Endow with his first bucket, 22-13, Northwest in front, 7:15 left in the first half. On the right side, Reeves, guarded by Endow. Finds cutting to the bucket, right side, Spillman into a double team, baseline for Lawrence, up for the shot, won't go, gets his rebound, puts it back off the left, no, rebound on the baseline, diving and saving it inbounds was Hawkins, great hustle, when diving after that ball was about a foot out of bounds, and was able to toss it to Pitts, and the Cats will have it. Pitts into the front court, right side, to the right wing, it's a pass out front, Wittes, top of the key, three, rims out, and the rebound, tipped by Hawkins, but it's controlled underneath the bucket by Smith, and here come the Mules on the fast break. Right side, Richardson. Now to Smith, top of the key. Drives on Hawkins, down the lane left, wants the handle on it, and it wasn't a foul. Welty coming over to help knock the ball loose, and foul that will go on Hawkins. It will pick up his second foul. So Cats getting three players now with two fouls in this first half.
You know, if you haven't ever seen a Bearcat roster and you watch Ryan Hawkins play, you would never, ever guess he was a freshman. I mean, that guy plays with so much confidence, so much poise. You'd think he'd been in the program for 5 years.
Free throw is good by Clarence Smith. He'll have one more. That's his first point of the game. And the thing that's really impressive, just the hustle he brings out onto the floor. Another guy like Xavier Kurth that brings a lot of energy to the floor. Second free throw rattles down. 22-15, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 6:29 left in the first half. Pitts being chased in a double team as he lots it into the front court right side for Endow. Down now to Welty. Out front, Pitts. He's guarded by Spellman. 12 on the shot clock. Pitts dribbles right side. Down the lane right. Now lots it back out front left side for Welty. Top of the key, Hawkins. He sets up with 4 on the shot clock. Takes the 3 off the front of the rim. The long rebound chased down to the right corner by Spellman for Central Missouri. On the break, right side, Smith into the front court to the right wing. Through the lane he goes. Ball knocked loose, but a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest.
That's too bad because he was falling to the floor after making his move before the contact was made. Had there been no reach, he would have either lost track of the ball or been called for a travel.
And that goes on Ryan Hawkins, who picks up his third, and that gets Brett Doherty into the game. Hawkins to the sideline. Brett was on the bench with a couple quick fouls. 5:57 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front, 22-15. First free throw is good. As Clarence Smith now 3-3 at the free throw line. Neal's perfect 6-of-6 as a team in this first half. On the season, pretty good free throw shooting team. 76.4% as a team. Second free throw is good. Smith goes to the bench, and Matt Wilkinson into the game for the Mules.
Got three guys for the Bearcats. You're a little nervous about foul trouble, and you've got one foul called against Central Missouri so far.
Full court pressure as Pitts in front of the scores table tosses it into the front court for Doherty. Now to Wittes, right in front of the Mule bench. Out front, in down. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front, Pitts. Drives through the lane, finds baseline, cutting in down. Well, he flipped with the two hands and slams it down with the two-handed dunk. Chris Endow with 4 points. 24-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Spellman to the top of the key, dribbles left side. Now to the free throw line. Brings a pass out front for Emmert to Spellman. Shot clock's at 11 for the Mule. Driving to the baseline right side. A fadeaway by Reeves up front of the rim. No from 6 feet out. Rebounded to Alpha Northwest. 24-17. Cats up. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Wittes. Fast pass left wing. Pitts. Now left baseline for Doherty. Trying to post up. Spins past Emmert with a reverse layup off the right side. Good. Nice spin move by Brett Doherty for his first bucket of the game. 26-17. Northwest. Just under 5 minutes left in the half. Blake Spellman between the circles, guarded by Pitts. Left side for Richardson to the baseline, underneath the bucket. Now looks left corner for Wilkinson, guarded by Doherty. Now front pass, right side, Reeves to the free throw line, lost the handle on it, knocked loose, and it's controlled by Pitts for Northwest. 4:22 left in at the first half, Northwest up 26-17. Wittes, left wing, Pitts to Doherty. Posting up with Emmert, spins past him again. Right side, Welty on the wing, open. 3 on the way, nothing but net. Great ball movement by Northwest. They were able to find open Welty off of the right wing, and Northwest in front, 29-17. Central Missouri wants a timeout. 4:08 left in the first half. The Bearcats 29, Central Missouri 17. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Bearcats with their largest lead of the game at 12, 29-17, Northwest in front. Mules with the ball following the timeout. Richardson through the lane, drives and lays it up and in. 29-19, Northwest in front. Full-court pressure again out of the Mules. Northwest done a good job attacking that full-court pressure into the front court and out. Back to Pitts, left side. Dribbles left to the left wing. Finds Welty. Out front for Pitts as the Mules drop into a zone defense. This trip down low, or the pass went to Doherty at the elbow off the right side and a reach around Richardson comes away with the ball and a foul coming up on Northwest. That's a big foul as Brett Doherty now picks up his third foul. 19 fouls against Northwest and just one for the Mules.
You got two players with three fouls apiece and one player with two fouls for Northwest, and as you mentioned, just one for the team for the Mules.
Richardson going to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Mules have been taking advantage of getting to the line as well.
That's really the only thing keeping them in this ball game right now.
First free throw good. And the second one is good as well. And that is 12 points for Richardson. Central as a team. Now 8 of 8 at the free throw line. As Pitts takes it across the timeline and a whistle coming up and a foul.
And
this one to go against the Mules.
Sarcastic standing ovation from the Bearcat fans in attendance.
Foul goes on DJ Richardson. That's his first. Bearcats will inbound right in front of the Central Missouri bench. Before they do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Pitts right side, Welty between the circles. Pitts back to Welty once again into the right corner. Wittes gets it out to the top of key over that zone. Pitts with the long three, rainbows it down. Third three of the game for Justin Pitts. And Pitts gives Northwest a 32-21 lead. 14 points for Pitts. Off of the left wing, Spellman. Guarded by Endow. He was all over him. Out front, cross court pass to Spellman. Now back to left side, Reeves. Fakes left, goes right through the lane with the runner. Misses off the glass. He comes down with his rebound and a whistle inside. And this one looks to go against Northwest once again. This will go on Chris Ibu Endow. That will be Endow's first foul. And guess what? Mules back to the free throw line. And one thing with the Mules, they're getting their free throw shooters to the line who are very good at the line. Reeves, a 91% shooter, left-handed shooter, and this one runs out left.
And he's only the third different Mule. At this point, only two Mules have been to the line and have been perfect.
32-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw is nothing but it. Again, the full court pressure. The inbound comes to Pitts. Lobs it to Endow. Front of the timeline. Back to Pitts, and he'll take it into the front court as the Bearcats set up the offense. Again, looking at his own defense out of the Mules. High post right side. Into the ballgame, Tyler Doherty. Right side, Welty. Now front Endow. Essentially a 2-3 zone. Right side, Welty, a fadeaway three as he falls to the floor. Nothing but net as Ryan Welty's got the touch this afternoon. He's got 9 points, 35-22. Northwest Missouri State in front. Spellman walks it into the front court. Top of the key, Richardson. Welty on Richardson. Pass left for Reeves. Dribbles to the left wing. Now to the top of the key, Smith. Over Wittes. The three on the way. Rims out right. And the rebound Northwest as Pitts will clear it. 1:50 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front, 35-22. Pitts walks across midcourt. Trying to get a screen by Tyler Doherty. Does as he takes it to the free throw line, down the lane right side. Scoop layup is good as he just works his way through traffic and has an easy layup inside. Almost like it's not fair when Pitts goes into the lane like that. Timeout, Central Missouri with 1:35 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri, 37-22. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
1:35 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 37, Central Missouri 22. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer this afternoon, Ryan Elliott. Mills will inbound and take it the length of the floor with 1:35 left in the half after the timeout by head coach Ted Carlskin of the Mules. Back into the ballgame, Daniel Ferris at the point across midcourt. Between the circles for Richardson, who has 11 of the 22 points scored by the Mules this afternoon. Right side, Reeves, guarded by and down. Dribbles in front of the Bearcat bench. Out front for Smith. Left side, Ferris. Dribbles with the right hand. Now into double team. Ball knocked loose by Tyler Doherty. Now on the baseline left, ball caroms out of bounds and belong to Northwest.
Yeah, Northwest is definitely making the Central Missouri offense work hard this afternoon.
Cats will inbound, looking at full court pressure as Endow will get ready to trigger it in with 1:09 left in the half. Gets it to Pitts, who's double teamed. The lob pass to Endow, and he'll take it in front court right in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Now to Pitts near midcourt. Northwest sets up the offense, under a minute left in the half. Pitts gets a screen by Wittes, dribbles to the right wing. As Lawrence stacks off on him, now away from the ball, whistle and a foul. Tyler Doherty will get called for the foul. Away from the ball, a little bit of collision with Clarence Smith, and Doherty will pick up his first foul. 37-22, Northwest Missouri State in front with 49.2 seconds left in the half. Daniel Ferris handling the point duties. Looks left wing, gets it to Clarence Smith. Out front, Richardson. Quick pass to Ferris in front of the Bearcat bench off the right side. 15 on the shot clock to the top of key. Reeves chased by Welty. 30 on the game clock. Reeves pulls up, wants the three over. Welty runs around out and then down with a rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Pitts. 20 seconds left in the half. Pitts will walk it across the timeline right between the jump ball circle. Sets up as Northwest looks for the last shot. They've got four players spread out pretty much along the baseline and then Pitts out near midcourt. And a 2-3 zone. Pitts will take it between the circles with a long three. Nothing but net. They didn't step out on him. He just takes the jumper and it's a 40-22 Bearcat lead as the first half comes to a close. Bearcats going to the locker room at halftime. Up over Central Missouri 40-22. We'll be back to have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Back at the Multipurpose Building in Warrensburg on the Central Missouri campus. We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State 40, Central Missouri 22. Bearcats up by 18 at halftime, their largest lead of this game. And Matt, Central Missouri defensively coming into this, a very good defensive team, giving up just over 60 points per game, second in MIAA, although they've yet to play a conference game this season. Really had a, just trying to have a hard time finding what to do. They opened up from man-to-man, went to the zone toward the end of the half, and Northwest attacked both the man and zone pretty well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's the type of offense Northwest has this year. It's multifaceted. You know, they can drive and score. They can drive and dish. They can just spot up and hit a three from well beyond the arc. I mean, the range is a lot farther this year with more guys from outside the arc, and then they can just score on a post-up play if they need to. There's just so many ways that they've been able to score this year that defenses can't focus on just one. If they do, Northwest is going to beat them with something else.
I thought that last shot by Fitz right before the end of the half really shows that. What do you do there? If you kind of sag off and try to prevent the drive before the buzzer sounds, it'll just, where he's at, knock down a long range three.
Well, and one thing, if you're a defender, you have to keep your eye on him. The defender that was closest to him had turned his head to tell the rest of the team about what defensive stand they're in, and right when he turns his head, that's when Pitt said, oh, okay, because he knew he wasn't going to have a block attempt on that three because the defender's head was turned and he was looking the other way. So Pitt recognizes stuff so quickly that he can make those decisions real quickly and get an open look when it doesn't look like that's going to be possible.
And we talked a lot about their offense. They held the Mules just 22 points in the first half, and a lot of that coming at the free throw line.
Yeah, it took them just about 12 minutes to get into double-digit scoring. And, yeah, if it weren't for shooting 10 of 11 at the free throw line in the first half, this game would be well out of hand for the Mules.
We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri 40-22 in the men's game. Earlier, the Central Missouri State women defeated Northwest 77-40. When we come back, Buck Shill, the head coach of the Bearcats, will join Matt and talk about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at HomeBySonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
40-22, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Missouri. A little bit earlier this afternoon, it was a 77-40 win for Central over the Northwest Missouri State women, and Northwest women's coach Buck Shield with us. Buck, I know one of the things that we talked about was the start of games and not letting an opponent get out on top early, and that was one of those things that was one of the struggles for the team today.
Yeah, you know, I really felt right from the start of the game our effort level was very low, and I don't know where that came from, because I felt pretty good about, you know, how we were, how our energy was and body language was throughout shoot around today and last night, is even as well as even our practices the last couple days. Even you know, even after a tough go-around on Wednesday night with Missouri Western, you know, we came in that next day and we had pretty good practices. And, you know, that's one of those biggest things right now is we have got to start to carry things over into a game. I don't know if it, you know, come game time, it's just too nervous or whatnot, but, you know, that's an area that we have to figure out because, you know, it's one thing to get beat, but if you get beat with poor effort, you know, that's not good.
Is that something that's kind of delicate, especially with a young team like this, that you may come in with some energy, you've got the right mentality, but let's say a team like Central today gets three quick buckets, and then right away it's like, it's hard to keep that energy up if things don't go your way with a young team right away.
Yeah, but you know, with any team, you know, you have to compete. You know, if you're not going to go out and compete and, you know, do everything you can to, you know, not get a stop that next possession or convert offensively, you know, you're not really giving yourself a chance. And I just feel our overall competitiveness and effort is down right now. And, you know, they're all, it kind of feels like they're all kind of waiting for somebody else on the team to do it and take charge. And, you know, right now everybody has to take charge. And with, you know, we set some goals, some game goals going into today, and just with the lack of effort that we had, you know, we didn't give ourselves an opportunity. And so, you know, that's one of the biggest things that we've got to get out of this team is we've just got to get them playing harder.
With the finals this upcoming week, you got a couple of non-cons in a week, but what's kind of the plan to work around that for your team?
Well, just, you know, get through the beginning of finals week and you know, get those early heavy finals out of the way early in the week and then go back to work because, you know, as a staff, we're going to do everything that we can to get prepared for this next trip over to Illinois. And, you know, right now we've got to get these kids all on the same page and get them competing and playing hard if we can, you know, pick up a couple wins.
All right, Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Coach Scheel's interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts is located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. When we come back, we'll have some statistics from the first half of this one. Northwest Missouri State men with a 40-22 lead over Central Missouri. That's right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
At the half, Northwest Missouri State in front, 40-22, as we check some of the totals out of this first half. For Northwest, shooting 63% from the field, 15-24, 9-16 from three-point range for just over 56%, and 1-1 at the free throw line. Northwest with 5 turnovers out of the first half. Central Missouri just 3 turnovers. Rebounding totals, 15 rebounds for Northwest and 12 rebounds for Central Missouri. And for the Mule, shooting 25% from the field, 6 of 24. They're 0 of 9 from 3-point range, and at the free throw line, 10 of 11. Leading the way for the Bearcats, 19 points for Justin Pitts. He's 4 of 5 from 3-point range and 7 of 8. Overall, the only player in double figures, also with 9 points, Ryan Welty coming off the bench, 3 of 3 on his shots, all from a 3-point range. The Mules with just one player in double figures, that's DJ Richardson with 11 points. Getting right in the half, Northwest Missouri State in front, 40-22. A check of MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. Full list of Mosaic services available at MyMosaicLifeCare.com. And the only other action in the MIAA this afternoon, or actually coming up this evening, we'll have Missouri Western's women facing Peru State. That's a 6 o'clock start in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Here again, Northwest Missouri State up at the half, 40-22. Back to get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
18-point lead for the Bearcats as we get ready for a second-half play. Northwest in front, 40-22. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer, Ryan Illett. Matt, just more of the same for the Bearcats second-half.
Yeah, you've got to make sure and keep the energy level up. There's a couple of guys you're going to have to play a little bit easier on defense with some foul trouble. Matter of fact, Brett Doherty's not even starting the second half for Northwest. Ryan Welty's out there instead. But foul trouble will be a little bit of a concern, but it can't be so much of a concern that it brings down your energy level.
Mules will inbound to start the second half. They go from our left to our right as Blake Spillman brings it to the top of the key for Smith. Back to Spillman. Long three on the way. Rims out right. Nolan Bearcats inside for the rebound. Xavier Kurth, who picked up a couple of quick fouls in the first half, comes down with the board. Now that goes to Pitts at the top of the key. Looks left side for Wittes. Now left wing and down. Open. Takes the three. Runs out. And the rebound to Lawrence for Central Missouri. Gives it to Spellman. He pushes across midcourt right side. Now to Richardson trailing on the play to the left wing. Smith drives on Welty. A little bump out front, and Ryan will pick up the foul. And that'll be Ryan's first foul. Northwest Hawkins and Doherty both with three fouls apiece, and a couple other players with two. Inbound out front left. It comes to Blake Spellman.
Pitts is the only Bearcat that's been on the court today that hasn't been called for a foul.
And the right side goes to Reeves. Baseline right. Little shot fake. Smith goes up with a shot, and another foul coming up on Northwest. Welty shaking his head that time as he's trying to defend inside, and Ryan will pick up his second foul.
Yeah, Welty wasn't moving. Smith dove into him with his shoulder, and that's just frustrating for a defender playing good defense and seeing an official make a call like that. There's nothing Welty could have done there.
First free throw on the way for Clarence Smith. And that one's nothing but that. He has 5 points in this game. 88% shooter at the charity stripe. 40-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. And here's the second for the right-hander. Rattles around and out, and Nadal with the rebound for the Cats. Gives it to Pitts. Northwest in this second half. Going from our right to our left. Bearcats in their green uniforms, white numerals. And the Northwest across their chest. Out front, Welty. Lobs the pass, Crosscore right and down. Drives the lane right past Richardson as he drives to the baseline. Whistle on the foul this time coming up against Central Missouri. And this one will go on DJ Richardson. That'll be his second. First team foul in the second half. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. First team foul for the Mules. Cats with a couple team fouls out of this half. Wittes with the bounce pass on the inbound and down. Cutting the bucket, lays it up, and a foul. Let's see go on Lawrence. Nice quick cut to the bucket by Endell.
Boy, he's, I don't want to say he's lived on that because he's got so many different things that he can do. But boy, he scored a lot of points just sneaking up, cutting to the bucket, getting behind the defender that's got his head turned and getting either a dunk or a quick, easy layup out of it.
That time he went down the lane off the left side. Endell's free throw takes a high bounce and drops down. So often we see him do that starting out from one of the sides of the baseline and going to the bucket. That time in the up near the free throw line and cut toward the basket. 43-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side, Clarence Smith underneath the bucket goes into the right corner, Reeves. Firth on him. Dribbles to the right wing. Baseline right, Richardson to the bucket. Lays it up, and a whistle on a foul. And this line is going to go on Central Missouri. Welty slides over and draws the charge. Richardson will pick up his third foul. That's a big foul on DJ Richardson. He's their leading scorer this afternoon with 12 points. 43-23, Northwest Missouri State in front, full court pressure. And then Northwest has handled that pressure pretty well this afternoon. Smith guards Pitts as he'll take it across midcourt to the top of the key. Spins right side, hooks the pass to Wittes out front with the three on the way off the front of the rim. No, and the board inside Reeves for the Mules. Left-handed dribble now crosses to the right as it goes across midcourt. Out front with it is Spellman. Hands off on the right wing. Richardson, guarded by Kurth, expires his dribble. Back to Spellman right side with 13 on the shot clock. Dribbles to the right wing, checked off as Wittes will pick him up. Out front, left side pass goes to Reeves in front of the Mule bench. Back pedals with the dribble, drives on Endell. And Endell falls to the floor, whistle on a foul, and I believe Endell will get called for the foul. And that will be Chris's second foul. And this will get Spencer Reeves to the free throw line, where he's 1-for-2 this afternoon. Came into this game averaging just under 18 points a game. He's held to just 1 point in the first half. And the left-hander's first free throw rims out. Now 1-for-3 at the free throw line for a 91% shooter at the charity stripe. And his second one, good. 43-24, Northwest Missouri State in front. Again, pressure off the inbound. Pitch from our right to our left in the second half will be taken across the timeline as he dribbles on Smith. Out front, Wittes, off of the key. Three, got it. And Joey Wittes with his first bucket of the game. 46-24, Northwest Missouri State up. 17-27 left in the game. Richardson dribbles left side. Now to Smith. Guarded by Welty. Lobs it right side. With it, Spellman. Out front, Lawrence. Picked up by Wittes. Back to Smith. Smith at the top of the key. Lobs a pass right side. Reeves. Now lots of low underneath bucket. Lawrence tries to lean back out and go up with a shot and a foul coming up. Or will they have a held ball here? Welty's wanting a held ball, but I believe the foul's coming up on Ryan Welty. That will be his third, all coming in this second half. He has three of the four team fouls on the Bearcats in the second half. And Jacob Lawrence goes to the free throw line. He's a 65% shooter. Wide body's first free throw off the front of the rim and out.
One of the officials was standing right in front of Lawrence and chatting with him when he was standing at the free throw line before that first attempt. So not sure what that discussion was about, but Lawrence didn't look too happy about it.
And both free throws rattle out. Northwest Missouri State with the rebound off the second one. 46-24 Northwest. And down to front court. Wittes out front. Goes, fakes left, goes right, now to end down. Pops Pitts. Pitts trying to work a screen by Wittes. Dribbles to the left wing. Finds Wittes at the top of the key. Drives past Lawrence to the bucket, and he is hammered. Wittes will get to the free throw line to shoot two as Lawrence got him pretty good. That will be Lawrence's second foul. Lawrence looks winded, too. Now, you talked at the outset that he looked like he was in better shape this season than he was last year, but he's looking a little bit tired out
there. Yeah, last year, I mean, he would only be able to play 2-3 minutes at a time, and they had to get him out of there. And now, even though he's looking winded, this would be a time where you'd see them pull him last year, but he's able to stick it out now.
Wittes hits the first free throw. We'll have a second. And that one's good. 48-24 Northwest, 16-46 left in the game. Spellman to the top of the key. Gets it to DJ Richardson. Left side, Smith. Out front, right, Reeves. Top of the key, Lawrence. Left side is Smith. The long three rolls in right in front of the Mule bench. His first three of the game, just his 10th on the season. 48-27 Northwest Missouri State in front. Over 16 minutes left in the game as Pitts dribbles left swing into left corner for Kurth. Quick pass top the key, Wittes. Now back to Kurth. Kurth finds Wittes left wing. Dribble to the free throw line. Out top for Justin Pitts. Behind the back pass left side goes to Wittes. Lays it up, or takes the three, won't go, and the rebound Lawrence for Central Missouri.
What an incredible pass.
The left side's Spellman. We've seen a lot of incredible passes out of Pitts. That's one of the few times we've seen the behind the back. Now into lane, Lawrence up on the shot, misses it. Rebound tipped by Pitts, and we'll go out of bounds. 48-27 Northwest. Welty goes to the bench and into the ball game. Brett Doherty. So they replace a player with three fouls with another coming in with three fouls, and Brett Doherty. Now Lawrence goes over to the sideline for the Mules. End of the game is Brandon Emmert. Inbound out front right for Spellman. Into the right corner, Reeves open, takes the three and hits it. Switzer Reeves with his first three-pointer of the game and actually first field goal of the contest. And it's a 48-38. For the 48-30 game, Northwest Missouri staying in front. Pitts right side for Wittes. Top the key, Doherty. One dribble gives up to Pitts. He's double-teamed, finds Wittes off the right wing. Low post right for Doherty. To the baseline, underneath the bucket, goes left corner for Kurth, as Kurth passes up the three, tries to go with a move, and gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give the ball to Central Missouri. 15-18 left, Northwest in front, 48-30. Spellman with a long pass to Smith into the front court left side, back to Spellman, and they'll set up their offense. Trying to get a pick by Emmert, dribbles left side, cross court right for Reeves. To the right wing, Wilkinson to the right baseline, up with a shot, rejected by Doherty, and he comes down with the ball. And as he comes down with the ball, they're a whistle, and they're going to call a foul. And this one to go on Wittes, so he comes up with his second foul. So breaking the action, 14:58 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State 48, Central Missouri 30. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Wilkerson goes to the free throw line, fouled by Wittes before the timeout, hits the first free throw. We'll have a second. And that one rattles around out. Kirk with the rebound for Northwest. Bearcats up 48-31 with 14:54 left in the game. Pitch to take it across midcourt to the top of the key. Dribbles right side on Richardson, who's playing with three fouls for the Mules. Hands off for Endow, gets a screen by Doherty. Pulls up at the free throw line, left side Kirk, cross court right side Pitts. 10 on the shot clock, Pitts to the right wing, a little hesitation drive, steps back, takes the top of the key, now finds on the pick and roll to Doherty, and he goes up off the right side, then around to the left with a reverse layup. And 4 points for Brett Doherty, 50-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wilkerson out between the circles, Spellman. Dribbles in front of the Mule bench, pulls up, bounce pass out front, Everett. That's right side, Reeves, the three over Kirk, nothing but net. Second three of the half for Spencer Reeves in Northwest Missouri State, though in front, 50-34, and a timeout. Bearcats call a timeout, 14:09 left of the game, Northwest 50, Central Missouri 34. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com. Bearcats out of the timeout. Doherty has it into the block right side. Out front right friend out. Takes a three. Rims out right. Rebound tipped by Doherty. Chased into the far right corner by Wilkinson for Central Missouri. Northwest Missouri State in front 50-34. Spellman, top of the key. Emmert looks right side. Reeves. Reeves tipped loose. Emmert picks it back up. Now to Reeves. Free throw line down the lane left for the jump stop. To Wilkinson left corner. Chased by Witter, spins down the lane, left side, straight away. They're going to wait this one off on our travel violation coming up on the news. 13:33 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 50 and Central Missouri 34. Bearcats have led throughout much of this game, and the Mules had a brief 2-0 lead to start the contest. Since then, it's been all Northwest. Pitts, right side on the right wing, backpedals with the dribble in front of the Bearcat bench. Being chased by Wilkinson out front, expires the dribble, finds Doherty, pops out, back to Pitts between the circles. Shot clock at 6, Pitts down the lane to the bucket, the runner up is good as he lays it up and in. Nice touch off the backboard, and Pitts with 21 points, Northwest Missouri State in front, 52-34. On the left side, Wilkinson, we'll check that is Spillman. Now to Emmert, back left side for Spillman. Long three in front of Pitts, rims out, rebound, and down as he pulls it away from Emmert inside. Northwest up 52-34. Pitts to walk it across the 10-second line. Cats will set up the offense and work some clock as well. Shot clock at 17, 12:33 left in the game. Now Pitts through the lane, kicks it back right side and down the wing, open with the three and drills it. Down double figures with 10, 55-34 Northwest. 12:20 left in the game. Spellman, bounce pass to the free throw line. Emmert down the lane he goes. Shot rejected by Endow, but I say Endow got him with the body. Looked like up high. He got him clean, but Chris will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. This will get Brandon Emmert to the free throw line. Hasn't been there often. 14% shooter at the free throw line. 1 of 7 as he steps up.
Well, it's definitely going to be a balancing act the rest of the way for Northwest. 4 different players with 3 fouls in this game.
And now Endow and Wittes go to the sideline. Wittes has 2 fouls, but Welty into the game and Hawkins in. Hawkins playing with 3. Welty also with 3. Hawkins picked up his 3 fouls in the first half. Welty with 3 in the second half. Emmert's second free throw rattles out, and the Bearcats with the rebound. Pressure in the backcourt. Pitts with the dribble right side on Reeves as he'll take it across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Out of Kurth between the circles, Hawkins. Left side, Pitts. Dribble through traffic of the bucket, left side, and lays it up and in. Nice little drive to the bucket. Northwest in front, 57-35. Ferris in for Central Missouri on the right wing to the free throw line. Down the lane, left he goes. Almost the layup won't go. The rebound to Hawkins for Northwest. Good job by Pitts on the defense. Pitts in the front court, lobs it left side. Ball tip by Wilkerson. Wilkie, low left for Kurth. Kurth now on the right side with the shot off the glass of good. Xavier Kurth with his first bucket of the game, 59-35. Northwest Missouri State in front. Daniel Ferris out front. Emmert looks right side. Reeves. Guarded by Kurth. Dribbles with the left hand and tries to hold Kurth off with the right hand. Now in front of the scorer's table on the left. Shot clock at 8 for the Mules. Reeves left side. Checked off by Doherty now. Through the lane, a bump with Doherty and a whistle. And this will come up on Brett, and that will be his 4th foul. And that will get Wittes off the bench into the game. Also, Endow comes in, and something we don't see very often, Justin Pitts going to the sideline to get a breather.
He always deserves it. He just doesn't get it very often.
59-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead.
Well, this is one of those stoppages where if you bring him out now, you can sit him through the next media timeout, and that'll give him a little bit of extra rest so he can close out the game on the floor.
Reeves hits the first free throw, now with 9 points total. 8 of those coming in the second half. Second free throw is good. And now Pitts up off the bench. He'll be coming in. It's just
he never stopped to play. Yeah, he never actually got to the bench. He went down to the end, got a cup of water, and went straight to the scorer's table.
59-37 Northwest up, just under 11 minutes left in the game. And down, high post right for Kurth. Cross court left side, Welty. A touch pass left corner for Wittes. Back out to Welty. Cross court right and down. Out to Welty. Left wing to Wittes. Left corner three is up. Rims around and out. And the rebound pulled down by Reeves for the Mules. And they'll take it across the 10-second line in front of the scorer's table. Drives on in down to the top of the key. Expires the dribble. Looks right side. Ferris to the right baseline. His dribble tipped from behind by Hawkins and out of bounds. Matt, in the women's game, you talked about Scott Fleming being able to do that very same thing so well. Hawkins that time.
Yeah, but Scott could do it just about every time down the floor, let a guy go by. And it still amazes me to this day how he did it so consistently.
And he kept the ball in play so often with that, too. And now, boy, we've got a five count. His first try to get the inbound, but couldn't find anyone to throw it to. And the turnover will give it to Northwest. 59-37, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitch pressure as he'll take it across the timeline. Pressure by Clarence Smith. Now to Kurth, who pops out, takes a pass in front of the scores table. Pitch at the top of the key. And a 2-3 zone out of the mules, left side Wittes. Now to Pitts out front. To Wittes, left wing. Pitts out front again. One dribble, two Wittes, squares up, wants the three. That one off the left, rebounding Welty, and a two-handed slam inside. Welty doing a good job crashing the board, was right there when that ball came off the rim and was able to go right back up with the slam dunk, and Northwest in front, 61-37. On the left side, Ferris has it knocked loose by Pitts. Lorenz comes over and is on his back with the ball, gets it right back to Ferris. Right side, Reeves, a long three, and hits it over curve. Reeves hits the three off the right side, and a timeout with 9:37 left in this game. Northwest Missouri State 61, Central Missouri 40. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Bearcats inbound as they face full court pressure once again. 9:34 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front 60-40. Pitch into the front court as he beats the full court pressure, dribbling on Daniel Ferris, the freshman out of St. Louis. Dribbles right side, long bounce pass right corner for Welty, passes up to three, back to Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench and the standing Ben McCollum. Left side for Hawkins, out top for Wittes, right side Pitts. Takes the long three with five on the shot clock, banks it, misses it, rebound tipped out front, hustling after Hawkins for Northwest. Grant's got a hand on it, but couldn't haul it in, and the Bearcats will have it with a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Pitts between the circles, under 9 minutes left in the game. Left corner Wittes, out front left Welty. Now to Pitts between the circles. Left side Wittes on the wing, Pitts out front. Back to Wittes, wants the three on the left wing, off the front of the rim, rebound. Hawkins has it knocked loose and is controlled by Reeves for the Mules. Cross midcourt right side. Top of the key, Lorenz. Left side finds Ferris. Back to Lorenz out front, right side Reeves. Drives the lane right with the shot off the glass one with the right hand. Good. Not his strong side going to the bucket with the right hand. Got that one to fall, though. It's a 61-42 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts across midcourt, looks left side Wittes. Now to Pitts, back to Wittes. Look at the 2-3 zone. Kurth, right side Pitts. Cross court left Welty, and left corner Wittes to Welty. Now top of the key Pitts. In Northwest trying to milk some clock. Back to Welty. Left wing three on the way off the front of the rim. Rebound. Wittes finds left side for Kurth. Now he goes back off the right side at the dribble and puts it up and in. Xavier Kurth with 4 points. 63-42 Northwest Missouri State in front. The Rance out front, right side, Reeves, bumped by Kurth, will pick up the foul. And that will be Xavier's third foul. Bearcats have led by as many as 24 in this game. 18 fouls against Northwest in the second half compared to just 4 for Central Missouri. Kurth to the sideline. Tyler Doherty into the ballgame, and the first free throw by Reeves is good. He's got 16 points. Again, 15 of those in the second half. 63-43, Northwest Missouri State in front. 7:43 left in the game. The left-hander's free throw is good.
So just to look at the comparison, Northwest with 19 fouls called against them in the game. Central 18 of 25 at the free throw line. Central's been called for 6. Northwest 4 of 4 at the free throw line. But Northwest still with a big lead.
Hawkins right corner 3. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Welty crashing the board. And a whistle inside. This one looks to go on Central Missouri. And a push from behind. Clarence Smith gets caught on the push on Welty. 15 fouls, so Northwest will inbound baseline left as Indell looks to trigger it in.
And that may be part of the reason why Northwest has the big lead. Maybe Central isn't aggressive enough defensively.
And avoid a 5 count on the inbound. Indell calls a timeout. 7:27 left. Northwest Missouri State 63, Central Missouri 44. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsalandFarmHome.com. 7:27 left in the game, 63-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer Ryan Elliott this afternoon. And Dow will trigger the inbound off the left baseline. Gets it to Fitz, cutting through the lane, puts it up off the back of the rim. No, but Justin will get to the free throw line to shoot a couple foul going up with that shot. Reeves will pick it up, and that is his first foul. And we'll get pitched to the line. He's 1-for-1 from there this afternoon. Hit on the trailing end of a three-point trip down the floor in the first half. Hits his first free throw here. Pitts now with 24 points. 21 of those coming in the first half, I believe. Second free throw is good. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 65-44. Lorenz between the circles, looks right side Reeves, double teamed, looks and goes into the right corner for Richardson. Through the lane he goes, drives up for the shot and a foul. Welty coming over on the help side, Doherty in that area as well, and the foul coming up on Northwest. Welty will pick up the foul, that's his fourth. And now we'll get Kurth off the bench and he'll check in for Northwest. DJ Richardson. 5 of 5 at the line, all those coming in the first half. Shooting 2 here, first one up the front of the rim. Welty to the bench, Kurth into the ballgame. DJ Richardson, a 6'4 senior out of the state of Michigan, transfer from Central Michigan, second free throw is good. 65-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts double-teamed off the inbound. Gets it to Endell, and he'll push it down the floor from our right to our left into the front court right side. Being met by Reeves, gives it to Kurth. Back to Endell, up the right side. Now to Pitts out front. Pitts holds it, goes cross-court left for Kurth, into left corner for Hawkins. 3 on the way. Reaches the front of the rim, rebound to Ferris and Central Missouri. Pushes it to the top of key. Now kicks it left side for Reeves. A shot fake, drives, and throws it away. As he tried to throw down the left side of the lane and go with a pass into the left corner. And it goes between Ferris and Smith right to the Mule bench, and Northwest Missouri State will inbound. 6:41 left in this game. Northwest in front, 65-45. Cast to inbound, looking at full court pressure. And now into the front court. Dribbles right side. Now double team. Works his way out of that double team. And we'll get a pass right side for Wittes coming over to help out right in front of the Northwest bench. Ball knocked out of bounds. And a foul as well on Central Missouri as D.J. Richardson gets called for the foul. That'll be his fourth.
He picked up his third pretty early in this second half and been fairly quiet since.
This will get Wittes to the free throw line. That's the seventh team foul on the Mules. 1-1 for Wittes. First one good.
At the time, he was the leading scorer for Central with 12 points when he picked up that third foul. And since then, Reeves has taken over the team lead.
Second free throw good. Wittes, an 89% shooter at the line coming into this afternoon's game, remains perfect. Into the front court, right side, Ferris, out top to Key Lorenz, to the left side, to Smith. Guarded by Tyler Doherty. Left side, Richardson, bounce pass, goes right through the hands of Lorenz and out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound again, looking at full court pressure, 6:10 left, and a 67-45 Northwest lead. A long inbound, and midcourt goes to Tyler Doherty, takes it into the front court left side. Now to Endow, right side Kurt, Endow out front, left side Pitts. Right side Endow to Wittes, through the lane, bounce pass intended inside for Kurt, but it's stolen away by Richardson. He pushes it down the floor, and the pass goes into the right corner, tipped out of bounds, over block to Central off of Doherty. Tyler Doherty to the bench, brother Brett Doherty into the ballgame. 5:47 left. 67-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. Daniel Ferris, far right corner, looks to inbound, lobs it to Reeves, who chases it down near the right wing. Kurth has really made life uncomfortable for Reeves this afternoon. Top to Key Lorenz, and a long three, nothing but net. Lorenz with his first three of the game, his 10th on the season, 67-48, Northwest Missouri State up, 5.5 minutes left in the game. Pitch to Walker across the timeline. Dribbles right side on Smith as he does, a push and a foul. And this will go on Clarence Smith, number three on Smith for the Mules. And this will get pitched to the free throw line. Off the bench into the game, Kirk Finley for Northwest as Kirk goes to the sideline. 5:22 left, Northwest 67 and Central Missouri 48. Blake Spellman back in, and Daniel Ferris to the bench for the Mules. Pitch shooting a 1-1, first one, rattles around and out, rebound the baseline to Central Missouri, and D.J. Richardson. Into the front court, left side Spellman, out front Lawrence, guarded by Brett Doherty. Pass right wing, finds Richardson, guarded by Kirk Finley. Now dribbles right side, hooks the pass to Lorenz, and a strip right out of his hands by Pitts. Pitts on a break to the bucket, lays it up and in. As he got past Lorenz, who's trying to go for the block, but still got it to fall. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 69-48, 4:51 left in the game. On the left side, Blake Spellman. Lorenz between the circles, left side for Smith. To the baseline, to the bucket, lays it up, misses it, and Wittes with the rebound for Northwest. We'll give it to Pitts with 4:38 left. Cats in front, 69-48. Wittes between the circles, right side for Finley. Out of the baseline, Wittes drives and banks it up and in. Hung in the air a little bit as Reeves went past him and was able to then bank it down, and Northwest in front, 71-48. 4:17 left. Spellman dribbles to the left wing. Out front, Lorenz. Dribbles once, and we'll give it up for Smith. Inside dark back to Reeves. A long left-handed three. Takes a high bounce off the rim, and the rebound cleared away by Wittes for Northwest. Under 4 minutes left, Northwest Missouri State in front, 71-48. Finley in the front court for Wittes. Left wing pass, and down. Bounce pass low left, Brett Doherty, posting up with Lorenz. Takes it into the lane, spins back left with a shot high off the glass and good. Nice strong post move by Brett Doherty, and Northwest up 73-48. 3:33 left in the game. On the left side, Spellman. Kimball's in front of the Mule bench. Out front, Lorenz on long three. Nothing but in. His second three and a timeout by Northwest. 3:24 left. Central actually calling the timeout. 3:24 left, 73-51. Northwest in front of Central Missouri back in Warrensburg right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Bearcats have led by as many as 25 in this game, up 73-51 with 3:24 left. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
3:12 left in the game. Finley at the free throw line has a dribble tip away from behind by Smith. Picked up by Reeves across the timeline. Down the lane left he goes with a shot, banks it, and hits it. Spencer Reeves with a strong second half. He has 19 points, just over his average on the season. All those but one coming in the second half. Pitch into the front court left side to the top of the key now with 2:50 left in the game. Drives through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in as he goes past a couple of mules. And Pitts gives Northwest a 75-53 lead. Spielman out to the top of the key. Left side for DJ Richardson, guarded by Finley. Spins left. Now to left baseline. Underneath the bucket goes up with a shot. Won't go. And now trailing on the play. A shot put up and in by Dwayne Clark Jr. And it's now a 75-55 Northwest lead. Full court pressure again out of the mules. And Dow breaks this. He'll take it across midcourt in front of the scores table off the right side. Down the lane to the bucket. Blocked away from behind. And a whistle and a foul. As Clark, who just entered the game, will pick up the foul. That's his first. He's a transfer in from UMKC. Well, we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And now hits the first free throw. And he now has 11 points on the afternoon. Justin Pitts goes to the sideline, getting a nice round of applause from the Bearcat fans that made their way to Warrensburg for today's game. And Dell will hit the second free throw. And 2:13 left. Northwest in front, 77-55. Finley and Kurth out front as the guards. Jay Starzl into the game for Northwest. Quittis and Dell round out the five for the Cats. Reeves through the lane. Up for the jumper, just inside the lane, misses the shot, and the rebound, and a held ball as Finley and Clark with the held ball, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest as Ryan Hawkins will come in for Northwest, and Wittes goes to the sideline.
Nice effort on both ends of the floor today by this Northwest team.
Against a very good Mule team that came into this with only one loss on the year, that to a Cameron University back on the 15th of November. Inbound, right side for Endow, double team, finds Kurth in front of the scores table. Front court, right side, catches Hawkins a little bit off guard, comes down with the though. Holds it in front of the Bearcat bench, lobs it out to Kurth, out top of key and out. 1:45 left, Finley, right side. One dribble, needs someone to step out and help out. Kurth comes over to help, takes the pass off the right, running off the bounce. Back pedals with the dribble. Six on the shot clock. Kurth pulls up, free throw line right jumper, won't go. Rebound ripped down by Clark for Central Missouri. Now let's see Spellman into the front court. Dribbles left on Kurth, bounce pass to Clark, who will get called for a travel. A little quick move right, and they want to go back left. Just didn't dribble, and the ball will go to Northwest off the turnover. 1:18 left. Northwest Missouri State up 77-55. Well, at the end, and Dow goes to the bench. And Wilkinson to check in, along with Ferris for Central Missouri. Reeves to the sideline, and also Richardson. Mills will stay in man-to-man, or stay in full-court pressure now. So inbound comes to Finley. Double-teamed in the backcourt, and a long pass at midcourt finds Hawkins. He'll take it in the front court left. Into left corner, Starzl. Out front left, Finley. 106 left. Finley behind the back with the dribble. Down the lane left. Finds left side Starzl. Lobs it right for Welty. Back to Starzl right in front of the Bearcat bench off the right sideline. To Kurth. Kurth, 15-foot jumper off the right side. Knocks it down. Xavier. With the bucket, 79-55 Northwest. 50 seconds left in the game. Daniel Ferris. Off the left wing, expires the dribble. Clark comes over to help out, takes it near the top to Wilkinson. Takes a jumper out front from 16, misses off the left in the rebound. Finley for Northwest with 35 seconds left in the game. Cats looking to go to 10-0 on the season with a win this afternoon and pick up their 21st straight victory going back to last season. And a foul coming up on the Mules and Daniel Ferris as Finley was dribbling out front. This will get Kirk Finley to the free throw line, where he's 5 of 8 this season. 29.1 seconds left, a 79-55 Northwest Missouri State lead. Finley's free throw takes a high bounce off the rim and out. You'll get one more. 6'4 sophomore out of Blue Springs. And his second one off the front of the rim. Clark clears the rebound for the Mules. 26 seconds left. Spellman into the front court. Behind the back with the dribble. Pulls up left wing. Three on the front of the rim. And the rebound tipped in. It's controlled by Finley for Northwest. And 14 seconds left. And the Mills back off. And they'll let Finley just dribble it out as he takes it into the front court right side with 8 seconds left in the game. So Finley now just corrals the ball. Holds on to it with 3 seconds left as it winds down. And Northwest Missouri State will go to 10-0 on the season. And 4-0 in MIAA play while the Mules fall to 7-2. And 1-1. And the MIAA. We're back and have more for you right after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Back at the multi-purpose building on the UCM campus in Warrensburg, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 79-55 in the final score. Central Missouri had a brief 2-0 lead to start this game, but since that point, it was all Bearcats this afternoon. As again, the Cats cruise to a 79-55 victory. We'll back begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Back in Warrensburg, Northwest Missouri State with the win on the men's side, 79-55. In that quarter, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Northwest really dominated from the start of this one, although it's still behind 2-0, but that was the only time they would trail the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's right. That effort that we wanted to see right from the start. We didn't want to see Central get out to a lead, and it really didn't seem like Central had quite the effort I expected out of them today. I don't know if it was the layoff of them not having games for so long, maybe just mentally tired from going through finals last week. I'm not sure, but I really expected more out of Central today. But Northwest came out, played the way they needed to, just made Central work on both ends of the floor, and it paid off with a big win today.
I think on that respect, it seemed like Central really wore down as the second half went along.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes you work hard on one end of the floor or the other as an opponent, but Northwest makes you work hard on both ends of the floor, so that's going to wear you out even quicker.
79-55, the final score. Northwest with the win over the Mules. Back with more after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to our postgame at Northwest Missouri State in Warrensburg with the win over Central Missouri this afternoon. At Northwest Missouri State with the victory, 79-55, as the Bearcats come up with the win, the 21st straight win for Northwest, dating back to last season. They're now 10-0 overall, 4-0 in the MIAA. Also, the fifth straight win over Central Missouri with tonight's win. And joining us now, the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Ben, good win for your team.
Yeah, you know, I thought defensively to start the game, I thought we were really locked in. I thought our activity really bothered them quite a bit, and it sped them up to where they had to play at a pace that they didn't like. You know, I just when this group is I don't like to compare teams, but you know, you just naturally do it. When this group is locked in, okay, they are a higher level team than last year's team. The difference is last year's team was always locked in, and so if we can get to a point where we are consistently ready to go every single night, I think we're going to be a pretty special team when March rolls around. But right now we've got some growing pains. We've got to continue to get better. You know, I didn't think we shot it overly well tonight from three. I thought we had a lot of open looks. We've got to get Joey going, knocking some of those threes down. You know, and Chris was just pressing a little bit. It was his birthday, so he's pressing a little bit early. And that's why he missed a couple shots. He wasn't overly into it. So, but we'll get better. We'll keep improving, and we need to make sure that we improve for the next game, obviously, going out to Kentucky.
But one of the things, especially in the first half, defensively for Northwest, you really frustrated some of the shooters for Central Missouri. A guy like Reese, he ended up getting some points there in the second half, but there in the first half, he really looked frustrated because he just couldn't get anything off.
Yeah, I thought defensively, it's not, you know, they got a few shots on us, but the pace that they had to play at was so much faster than what they're used to because of our hand activity. Meaning we're active getting deflections. We're active on every pass. We're just active on the ball. On our switches, we were super active. On our ball screen coverage, we were active. And when you do that, you naturally speed a team up. When you speed a team up, their shots are a little bit more rushed, and so they naturally don't hit them quite as easy.
Almost gets redundant to say this, but another great game for Justin Pitts.
Yeah, he had a good game, didn't he?
I think so.
Glad he made the bus. that's a good deal. That's interesting. It's like the old deal. I'm going to have to coach again next year. no, he's obviously, it's pretty well documented that he's special. But, you know, he keeps impressing me. I mean, he just really does. It's I mean, he's 11 for 13. They're literally trying to stop him. 29.7, and he only scores three at the free throw line. You know, and he's driving that much. So, you know, that's tough, you know. He's a tough kid and a tough player, and hopefully he can continue that.
Well, a little bit of time off now. You have finals week coming up, and then I alluded to this just a little bit, a trip to Kentucky in a game against a team you played last year in the semifinals of the national tournament, Lincoln Memorial. What do you know about them right now?
I don't know. I know they're undefeated, and they're a really good team, and they had a lot back from last season, so... they're going to be good. I know that. And they're very well coached. They're good every season. They're usually pretty big, athletic. They like to get up and down a little bit more. So we're going to have our hands full, to say the least, playing them. But these are the kind of games I love. I don't know. It's just my thing is playing tough competition and challenging yourself and seeing if you can improve on some things.
There's really no downside to playing Lincoln Memorial, is there?
I mean, if you lose, there's probably a downside. But no, I mean, I mean, you know, I don't think so because that's what I've always said. Just regionally, if you're talking about regional rankings, if that's what you're saying, yeah. I mean, their strength of schedule gives you such a boost in your regional rankings that helps drastically. If you win, that really boosts you a long ways because they're gonna, you know, their league's not overly strong, and so they're gonna win 25, 30 games next season. Even before postseason starts. And so it helps us a ton. And most importantly, it helps kind of expose some things that we may or may not be doing and makes us better so that when we come back to conference, we're that much better for it.
Again, I mentioned finals week coming up for the team where you've got the week off. Does that give you a little bit more time to prepare for Lincoln Memorial and to prepare a game plan with your team?
Yeah, it does. You know, finals are tough. They're tough because you want to make sure that you want to make sure that you're getting better, but you also want to make sure that you're academically getting the classes and making sure that you're finishing out that semester and not getting the classes. Of course, you'll get the class in finals week, but and every day. But you got to make sure you finish out that semester strong.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. 79-55, the final score. Northwest with the win over Central. Back with more on our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidElitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to our Bearcat postgame show. Northwest Missouri State with the win, 79-55. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for our extra effort award, Matt.
Yeah, I think this one's one of those you can't look any other way. Just a great night tonight for Justin Pist. He missed two shots. I guess three if you count one of the free throws. He was three for four on free throws. But 4 of 6 on threes, 11 of 13 from the field. And not only did he have the highest point total of any player playing tonight at 29 points, he also had the highest assist total of any player playing tonight in this ball game for either team. And that is just incredible. I mean, you look at him finishing with 7 assists. Central Missouri as a team finished with 8. Yet he had 29 points in the ballgame. I mean, it's incredible, and definitely a no-doubter tonight.
And as we saw here at the scores table just a moment ago, or our table here, Chris Endell enjoying a little bit of a birthday cupcake with him.
Yep, absolutely.
So he celebrates with the win, the Bearcats with the victory, 79-55. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, sliding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
79-55, the final score. Northwest with the win over Central Missouri. Reminder that a portion of our postgame show, underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. Or at 800-292-6546. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, Bearcat men with the win here, but unfortunately for the Northwest women, coming up on the short side of a 77-40 score earlier today. And there's another case where Central Missouri jumped out to an early lead and Northwest just couldn't get back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one of the things Coach Shield had talked about after the game is just said it shows you they've got some more growing to do. They've got to come out. You know, what's strange is they're practicing well. They have the intensity level and the confidence and everything in practice and things like that. But he says just doesn't understand right now as they get into gameplay what happens. So right now that's what the coaching staff is going to work on to figure out how to tie that gap to going from practicing well. He said even after the Missouri Western loss, they came out and practiced well. So that's what they need to figure out is how to bring that energy and effort from the practice floor onto the game floor and be able to compete in the MIAA.
Well, like the men, they've got finals week coming up, and then they go on the road for a couple games in Illinois next Saturday with Quincy up first and a 5:30 tip-off in Quincy, Illinois.
Yeah, and, you know, Quincy, a much different team than the last time we went to Quincy, but hopefully we'll be able to have some success there, maybe a few days off from game time and getting finals out of the way, maybe something that the women's team needs.
Back to wrap things up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandVilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlandFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Warrensburg as we wrap up our doubleheader broadcast this afternoon. Northwest Missouri State men with the win, 79-55, as they go to 10-0 and 4-0 in the MIAA. Up next, a trip to Owensboro, Kentucky for the Bearcat men as they will be playing on Tuesday the 19th against Lincoln Memorial. That'll be a heck of a matchup, Matt Gordon.
Yeah, you talk about wanting to schedule tough in the non-conference. Well, there you go. Ben's a man of his word, and that's going to be cool. It's a neutral site game for the two teams, and should be a blast down in Owensboro.
That'll be kind of the finishing touch of a road trip for us through Illinois and then on to Kentucky.
Yes, absolutely, and that's going to be a blast. Three games over a 4 or 5 day period, and an opportunity to see a lot of Bearcat basketball and some good Bearcat basketball.
Reminder that this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. We'll do it for our broadcast this afternoon from Warrensburg. Northwest Missouri State on the women's side loses to Central Missouri 77-40. But the Bearcat men pick up their 21st straight win and their 6th straight over Central Missouri with a victory over the Mules this afternoon, 79-55. Up next, there will be Northwest women's basketball on Saturday when they travel to Quincy, Illinois to face Quincy University. That will be a 5:30 tip-off of that broadcast beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for that matchup. Thanks to Matt Gorder, also where I know it, our studio engineer. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Warrensburg.